Carlos, were you disappointed with that performance tonight?
First half, yes, a lot. First half, we was a shadow that it was a shadow of our team on the pitch on the first half. We don't control the game. We felt a lot of problems to control the ball also. We miss a lot of passes. It's not normal in our team. When we start to press, we don't press collective because you have points to press and the moments that we must press and you don't. We didn't do in the at same time together, so we lose the lines. We opened the team and it was absolutely. MK Dons deserve winning 2-0 in that moment. Second half, we talked with the players. So we did also a change after we did another one. We put more players in attack. Of course, when we put the players more in attack, we open our team on the back. Turner play with some problems. It's my responsibility because he didn't play a long time. But in this moment, Sam also felt a problem and he can't play, so he must play. And it was not 100%. And we stay playing with the 10 players probably around 35 minutes because he's on the pitch, but with a lot of difficulties. But we have heart. We have a soul in our team. We believe that we can come back again to the game. We did 2-1. We tried to go at the hand to draw, but this is the positive part of the game tonight. Was the way that we react, and you finish the game. Even with the 10 players, we finished the game up, and we try to score.
The Derby game aside, you've conceded, I think, in the first goal in 6 of your last 7 games. Are you giving yourselves too much to do in the second half of matches?
Yeah, it's something that we don't want, of course. We don't want this. We want completely different. Some games we start well, but most of the games we play bad, much better in the second half. It's correct, but some matches we play well in the first half also, but... something that we must work about. That is something that we must work and try to probably to control more the things. Our team want to win, want to do goals, and sometimes we can't lose the control of the game. We must understand that sometimes the opponent have a period that they can have the ball, and we must control more the opponent, and because we have our opportunity to score, and we must do the goal. So this is something that we must work also.
Is there anything else other than that, the control of the games? It's just, you know, since perhaps you think back to that Charlton game, since then I think you've won 1 out of 8 games. Is there anything else that the team was maybe doing before that they've not quite managed to repeat since then?
I think what I can say about today. Today is very difficult also to me to explain what happened in the first half. So we missed a little. We opened too much the lines because we try to press the opponent, but we don't press a collective action that we usually do. So we open our team inside, and the players, usually the teams don't play easy inside our team. And today in the first half, they play very easy inside our team. It's something that we must correct. As I told you, and I think it's the things that probably we must correct more, and probably be more balanced the team. And when we have our chance and the opportunity to control and to press the opponent, we must do that. So I'm disappointed about the first half, of course, not too much about the second because we react. We miss Alex in the first half. We must do a substitution after, as you know, Turner stay with a lot of difficulties to finish the match. But as I tell, it's the positive part of the game that we lose a game, but we didn't break. So we didn't break the team. We are ready to Sunday.
Was it an injury with Alex Lopez, or was that a tactical change?
No, it was an injury. Mm-hmm. He felt an injury. And Turner also, but we can't substitute more players. So as I tell you, and we play with almost 10 players most of the game. But as I tell, so it's even with the 10 players, we must go ahead. We try to do. We score a goal. We have more chances. It is, as I tell, it was the more important to me. They fight at the hand. And as I tell you, we lose the game, but we are not broken. We are ready to send it.
How much of a test is this going to be with Christmas coming up and so many games, and your injury list is just growing and growing at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, but we are here to try to solve the problem. So problems is sometimes when we have injuries during the game, because you must do a substitution after you can move some tactical thing, and it's more difficult to do that. But this is more difficult. But we have a squad. We have some days now to rest at the game on Sunday, and Sunday we must do better than today, of course, especially in the first half. And also we have two games home, and we like to play in Hillsborough. We play with our fans. We miss a lot to play in Hillsborough, and I hope that the fans. I am sure that the fans will be with us. And we'll try to back to the victories.
One big positive tonight, Gary Hooper getting his first Sheffield Wednesday goal. How important was it for him to get that crucial first goal?
It's important to the motivation, to the confidence also. He's a good scorer. He can score very easy the goals. And at this moment, we don't have too many chances. Today, he have a chance and he score. No, it's good to the confidence. It's very important, of course.
And is there like to be positive news, do you think, on some of the other injured players before the weekend? Is there a chance that some of the guys who weren't here today could come back for that game?
I don't know. Let's see now what happened with Alex. Alex also is missing because he take the, and very clever, take the 5 red card, because he will not play on Sunday, absolutely sure. Let's see what happened with Turner, and we don't know. Let's see. Okay.